From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The FDA has identified at least one source of E. coli outbreak in romaine lettuce that made more than 20 people sick at a California farm in Santa Barbara County. According to AgNetWest.com, the FDA reports while this is an important piece of information, it doesn't explain everything and the investigation remains ongoing. The FDA says 5 restaurants in 4 states, 11 distributors, 9 growers, and 8 farms are still all potential sources, meaning there could be more than one. The new farm bill appropriates $50 million for mental health resources specifically targeted towards farmers, ranchers, and other ag-related occupations. MilkBusiness.com reports, known as the Farmers First Act, the act provides up to $10 million per year for each of the fiscal years of 2019 through 2023. Under the bill, resources can be directed to provide competitive grants to state departments of agriculture, state cooperative extension services, and nonprofit organizations. Washington State House Republicans released member committee assignments for the 2019 legislative session. Representative Bruce Chandler, a Republican from Granger, will take a leadership position as the ranking member on the House Rural Development, Agriculture, and Natural Resources Committee. Chandler previously served as a caucus lead on state spending and budgeting as a ranking member on the House Appropriations Committee. He was a part of the team tasked with solving the so-called McCleary problem and will continue in that capacity. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.